Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Coming up at 11 o'clock this morning, USDA's March Stocks Report and their Planting Intentions Report, done by survey. Matt Campbell, grain marketing analyst for StoneX, was on AgriTalk yesterday and fresh off a series of winter meetings gives us his impressions of what he heard from farmers this past winter.
I get the impression that the I-States want to lean heavy corn. You know, I think they've had a lot of reasons to go that direction. I think profitability would probably slightly favor corn. I think that the fall agronomy and even the winter agronomy season was fantastic. I think even the areas that had probably less than expected or probably poor growing conditions last summer produced a pretty darn good crop. So I think that's what we'll see in the Iowa states. The surrounding states might be something different, but that was kind of what my winter meetings would have told me.
The March planting intention report numbers for corn and soybeans are always subject to modification.
So I think that's an important thing to remember about this report. This is a starting point, not an ending point. And, you know, the survey-based reports, you always know it's kind of a garbage in, garbage out. We'll see what happens. But, you know, by June is when I think we'll have a little more edge toward corn tomorrow. Really a lot to be determined yet. The history would suggest it's you know, there's a lot of rotational considerations, but even a fast planting pace, you know, that's one of those things. You get going, you get moving in a dry April, and you end up with increased corn acres in June too. So a lot depends on some of those, you know, just logistical components of that spring time frame as well.
The latest private report is from Reuters with 91.776 million acres. The range of trade estimate, though, pretty wide, from 90 million to 93.47. USDA, at their Ag Outlook Forum in February, called for 91 million acres. Last year, 90.64. Matt Campbell of StoneX, your thoughts on that 91.64 million acre number?
My thought is I hope that's where we are or below, because you plug in something larger than that and it basically puts a new crop balance sheet projection together that looks, you know, drought resistant almost. So I think that's a sticker shock kind of number if you get north of 92. Even if it's in the range of estimates, that's just a number that is going to be a difficult thing to continue to kind of claw higher in the market. My bias is probably seeing something in that, you know, near average trade guesses, maybe slightly below, and then again creeping higher into that June 30th report. So that's my guess. I think you could see just an overall combined, you know, corn bean acres combined being less than expected in an average trade guess, and then again we'll find those as we go forward in the spring. I think north of that, and it really does. I mean, you start to look at what 92.5, 93 million acres looks like in print, and you're talking about a 2.8 billion bushel corn carryout. It's just something that I don't want to see that sticker shock. I think we've got a lot of things that we can build on right now. We've got a large fund short. We've got a Safrina forecast that does not look very favorable for April, May. We've got, you know, whatever we want to say about the summer forecast. I think most people think this is going to be an above average temperature forecast for the summer. So I mean, these are things that, you know, typically you're not going to see a spec trader want to just hold a long-term short position in the market during the growing season. So I'd like to get past this report unscathed, hopefully see that seasonality play in the corn market and give us an opportunity to get some marketing done. The average trade guesses would imply about 320 million bushels more corn consumed this year's second quarter than last year's. That seems fair, if not understating. I think we could possibly see a slight bullish surprise in the stocks number based on cheaper corn prices, animal numbers that are a little higher. Those things could potentially give us some level of support in the stocks portion of the report. But it's a little bit of a crapshoot because you still don't know, you know, they could still make some changes on the production side from 2023. I don't know what those would be off the top of my head, but That's always a wild card.
Matt Campbell of StoneX on AgriTalk yesterday afternoon. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the morning weather forecast.